What I want to raise right now is the poll in the Irish News today, which reveals that for the first time, there no longer is a majority in favour of remaining in the union. In fact, since 2015, it was 59.1%. Now it's 48.6%. So we are asking the government to have statements on this, to commit to this. We need to talk about planning responsibly for Irish unity. We need a citizens' assembly. We need to get real about this. All the evidence that's there is that this is happening. We need an engagement with the British government about when that referendum will take place. So I'm asking you, Taoiseach, to respond to the findings of that poll, to tell us what your plans are for preparing for Irish unity responsibly, and we look forward to those statements as soon as possible.
In relation to Deputy McLaughlin's point regarding the issue of unification of our island and a poll which I've yet to see, but I will read. Look, my priority and the priority of government has been to work getting the institutions back up and running, indeed working with your own colleague, the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, having a reset of Anglo-Irish relations and indeed investing significant amounts in a shared island and a shared future. I think there will be a legitimate conversation and debate to be had during the general election about what that next 5 years of work looks like. I'm sure all parties will bring forward their ideas, and I genuinely look forward to engaging constructively on that. If there's time to schedule a debate in the coming weeks, I'm sure that's something that we can consider.